Good evening.
Mr. Bruce,
Yes, sir. How may I assist you tonight?
we're up to the case report.
Jeez, I just got here. Hi, Liz. Hey, Dan. Hey, Janet.
Hi, Bruce. I can't see you, but hello.
Why? Where to go?
Don't know. I was having technical difficulties over here.
Can't believe it. Oh, my gosh.
Well,
All right,
Sarah.
give you everybody a super gallery. Here we go.
Oh,
All right.
fucking night.
Chief's meeting, huh? All right. I think I sent this to you also. Since our last, ooh, forgot January. That's a mistake. J, capital J. Correct that. It's not even spelled right. It is now. Since our last meeting in December, we had 60 emergency calls, seven motor vehicles accidents, three fire calls, a brush fire. Smoke in a building and ashes in a bucket, which I'll speak of. A lot of EMS calls. We responded to a call for a fire alarm the other night. Woke family up, the fire, the smoke detectors. They had ashes. They took ashes out of a fire wood stove and put it in a plastic bucket and put it right on the floor and went to bed. And it burned through the bucket,
Jeez.
burned through the floor, started burning through the carrying beam in the house. So luckily, had a good staff that went there, and thank goodness the smoke detectors woke them up. Ironically, it's the same house we had a house fire in back in 2016. So that was a point of conversation when all the mutual aid departments showed up. They're all talking about the fire prayer. Nope, let's take care of this one, and we'll go back inside. Talk about the one outside later. Interesting enough, we had a call, and I sent you these minutes confidentially. There's a picture in here I put in for you. I didn't, you got to teach me how to erase the license plate number. So please don't pass this around. Sorry, we get a call for a car into a building. So whatever, you know, happens quite a bit back, you know, comes in forward, just hits a building. Well, Matt got down there first, and actually a lady went shopping. She went to back in the garage. And instead of hitting the brake, she hit the accelerator and drove through the garage, two car garage, and out the back of the building, partially out the back of the building. She was trapped inside. They had to get her out through the
Jesus
back window, hatch
Christ.
window. The building actually came right off the foundation. Luckily, it didn't go off to the right side, or as you're looking at the building, the left side of the building. Luckily, it didn't go out that way because there were three large propane tanks right there. And she would have clipped them and taken them all out. So very lucky there. That's the SUV is actually holding up the building. They said, "You want to pull the car out?" And Matt said, "No, that's up for you to do." And the building inspector was there, and they figured if they pulled it when they pulled the car out, it was going to, you know, collapse the building too. So I don't know what it looks like today with the snow. Interesting enough, six members stood by the firehouse during the storm this weekend. We had four emergency calls during the storm that the men responded to. We also had some hands-on training with UTV 134 in the snow. And John, that worked, was an excellent purchase. That worked out very, very nice no matter where they went today or this week, this weekend, I should say. Budget for the month, normal bills, phone bills, a couple of EMS parts, it was nothing major. I'll let you know if there's anything major. This month, meetings. I've got a budget heating hearing with a selectman tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Chris, you've attended those in the past with us.
What?
I'll be in person at the town hall.
Are you going?
I was told I cannot go. That's the town administrator said you will be on Zoom, period. You're not going to go to the meeting. My immune system is so
Oh,
right now, I
okay.
can't go into any meetings, so I'm doing
Gotcha.
great. Ready to take a nap, but
I might go, but if I don't, I might Zoom too, because I've been battling a cold, so.
oh, that's not good. Okay,
No, I don't really want to go out and spread germs. I'm towards the tail end, but
Matt will be there. John, I don't know if you can make that meeting.
depending on it.
They'll probably do the same thing. You know, they'll say, "Okay, the fire commission budget, and you can do your little speech, and I'll be on Zoom." And if the screen goes black, it's all you, buddy.
Yeah, thanks.
All right,
You got a copy of what you sent them?
Say that one more time.
You got a copy of what you sent them for the budget?
I didn't send them anything.
Well, when you presented
well,
the
I
budget.
did. I take that back. I take that back. I did. I will send that to you. Yep. And I'll send
and
it to
I'll
you,
take it with
Chris,
me.
right? The only thing we're looking for, if you remember back in November when we all talked about the budget, is to increase the budget $10,000 for the maintenance fund for the apparatus. Sending the trucks out for service, it's costing a lot. You know, it's cost us $20,000 over what we've budgeted in the past. I've taken that money from other areas, equipment, EMS, other services, which are physicals. There's always some extra money in there. But taking that from each of those, it's kind of robbing the equipment budget, you know, quite a bit. So give me another $10,000. We'll bob and weave a few other dollars to get it there. We should be all set. So strategic plan meeting was scheduled for this morning at 10:30. A gentleman out of a company in White Plains, New York. He's actually out of Massachusetts. Was supposed to come down and start conversation of what we're going to do going forward with the strategic plan. And it was just going to be myself, the town administrator, Jim Rupert, and this gentleman. I was going to bring Matt also. As soon as I hear more, John, what's going to go on with this, I'll let you know. Who's going to be on the different committees, et cetera, you know, for this. I want to get you involved in this. I think I mentioned that once before. So that's postponed to a future undetermined date at this time. The gentleman didn't have another date when we emailed him back and forth the other day. And interesting enough, the other night, sitting having dinner with my wife, and my phone texts come up. Can you join us on a phone call at our capital improvement budget? And I says, what? And I looked at it about 10 minutes after he texted it, because I, you know, try to hide away from this thing a little bit. I got in a meeting, I got on a phone call with Jim, and Jim says, yes, this is capital improvement budget. Here, talk to him about radios and your $98,000 appropriation you want. And he puts the phone down. And I go, well, glad I'm on the phone right now. Let's talk about radios. And this one individual started asking me questions about number of portables, number of mobiles, what we're going to do, when do we need all these things, et cetera. I go, I don't have my papers in front of me. Let's do this at another time and so we can meet. So last Tuesday, we got in a meeting, and I had Matt, Chuck Rexrode, and myself on it. We're Zoom. So we're looking down on the crowd at the conference table at the town hall. And they looked up, and they go, $98,000, can you split that in 2 years instead of just 1 year? And I said, well, let me find out. Let me ask my lieutenant in charge of IT and communications. Lieutenant Rexrode? And he goes, yeah, we can do that. And they go, okay, thank you. We're all set. There was no more detailed questions or whatever come out. I was loaded for bear, you know. But that's nothing happened. So we split that. So it looks like we just put mobile radios in the engine tank, the ladder truck, the rescue, the tanker, the two service trucks, and the forestry truck, Matt's truck, and my truck. So those are the 800 dual band radios, and you can hear it on the air. It's clear as a bell now. And we turned in a bill for that. That was a one large bill, Dan. It was $47,000. And the town's paying for that out of the capital equipment project. We had $50,000 in there. So now we'll take, not this year, but next year, $45,000, the following year will be $45,000, and then $38,000 after that. So 3 years in a row. And we can finish up with all our portables if we don't get the FEMA grant we're still waiting for. We partnered with, I think I mentioned to you before, partnered with Summers Fire Department and Tolland Fire Department in Bolton, combined all of our radios and our missions together, put together a project for FEMA, and we're waiting for it to come out. We haven't got a rejection letter yet. We're still waiting for that project to come out. So, got a news, a good news. Josh Sautel just passed his firefighter one exam, so he's an EMT and firefighter one now. Matt Fasano will be leaving us. He's going to the recruit class in Windsor Locks. It's like a 3.5 month class. We got him in there. That's good. A lot of paperwork for him to do that for me to help him out. And got another member going through EMT class right now out in Lebanon. I hope to see some completion of that over the next month, month and a half or so. So we'll see on that. Any questions? Elizabeth, come on. Got to have a question for me. Push the unmute button. You're part of the team here. Jumping jeepers. Danny? Nothing, huh, Dan?
Nothing.
Okay, buddy. Janet, you got this in an email already, so.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Close. Okay. And you gotta go to the very top up where it says, you know what you do? Don't put that picture in your minutes, Janet.
Okay.
And January up the top is misspelled. You can okay. correct that. So.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
All right. I guess if Chief's done, I guess we get into old business.
You got Fire Marshal too, if you like.
He's not here, is he? You're going to take care of it?
Okay. There you go. Fire Marshal report activities for the month of December. Turn this down. We got structure fire, winds relax. Turn those radio out. Activities. CRFMA. Fire Marshal's meeting in Rocky Hill attended. Fire investigation on Clark Road, which is the ashes in the plastic bucket. He took his open burn class again and 6-hour test, class and test for that. Poster contest, good news. We had another winner, fourth grade poster. We had one of the winners last year also, a fifth grader, I think it was. He had a budget meeting, I think, already at the town hall and senior center Knox boxes. There's two available. Another one just came available today. So that's a great program for the seniors to have that and peace of mind for their families. Inspection since the last meeting, Cropley's egress problem, Dollar General, he made some emergency stops or not emergency stops, but unexpected stops in there to see if their IOAs were clean during the holidays. Didn't say anything negative there. Villa Luisa, their annual inspection. Talon Road, there's a new business. I don't know what that is. It's got to be a household business. Redwood Landscaping, a business, their 3-year inspection. Simonize, he had good meetings at Simonize. There are no problems at Simonize at all as far as fire marshals. And that's 3 buildings plus the main office that got there. So very impressed with them. And 6 natural road apartments that he's going through. Those are interesting. He's just trying to get into those apartments. But he's doing a good job there. So that's the fire marshal's report. Janet, I think you have that also.
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Yep. Mr. Chairman.
Guess we have old business then. Old business? I want any new business.
Wow, it's a roaring meeting, gentlemen and ladies. Danny, haven't you got anything? Months and months go by. There's nothing there, buddy. What do you got?
I have some input on us. I got nothing.
Okay.
I got something for you.
There we go.
It's not real. Shouldn't be in the meeting, but
this is being recorded.
I know. I would never say anything off character. I'm talking about the house that near us on Birch Mountain Road that went up.
Yes,
you were there.
Yeah,
that house sold for $200,000,
and it's on the market for $275,000 again.
Again. I just read it in the paper Sunday. I thought, so hey, that deal didn't go through, I guess.
Well, it did. It did go through.
Oh.
And the guy who bought it, the company that bought it, put it right back in the market for $75,000 more.
Wow.
Yep. So, geez, you brought up the lady right next door just passed away.
My neighbor.
Been here for 95 years, 98 years. Brondola? No, it's like Brondola. It's not Brondola.
Is it Brochetti?
No.
No. Oh.
We're getting close. There's a lot of alphabet letters in between.
All I
Liz,
heard.
kick in. Give me a name.
I thought you might have known.
Her daughter is Kathy. She walks the big white dog. She's a real sweetheart of a lady, tough lady, tough farmer lady. Bobby Mora's grandma, or godmother. Interesting enough. Goes way back in time here. So,
Pretty old.
So, very nice lady. Very, she went to light the wood stove. Well, I'm on a recording, so she's a very nice lady. So, yep. Tough lady.
Would be doing a UTV? Are they just out playing with it in the snow or?
No, there was conducted specialized training on a UTV. He took it through a number of different scenarios outside, and it performed very well. So, yep.
Just usually when it's going to snow like it did, stuff like that, I always have my plow in my truck. If the town's not available and you need a driveway done to get an ambulance in or get a truck in,
Yep.
don't hesitate to call.
Give a call. Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
Done it more than once.
I bet you have. I bet you have over the years. Yeah. Yeah.
But
Yeah.
sometimes
Talon
the
even
road
put
was
out the
horrible.
word for, Talon put out the word for snowmobiles. Who's got a snowmobile that's available?
I saw
Should have heard some of the comments on there. It's crazy.
that.
That's crazy, you know? It's emergency. Fire chief requests you come out. You're taking care of insurance, whatever maintenance is. Get out and help us.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what about? Well, what about? Don't even answer the question then. Yes, you have one. You know, stay home, watch flakes fly.
That's the
Anyway,
thing I always said, white jet skis too.
yeah, that's right.
Now I'll be even closer to the lake.
That's right. Available 24/7 now. Yep. Yeah, we had an accident in a snowstorm. The guys came across a SUV into a telephone pole, and nobody's around. They found them heading towards Hebron, pretty close to the border, a little over the border, walking in the snow. Didn't want any help, so just got their name and address for the state police and handed it to the trooper 9.5 minutes later. So I don't know what happened there. Wound up with them.
Yeah, I was telling you before you came on, Manchester had a bucket loader took out a telephone pole on East Center Street.
Ouch.
The pistons sprayed hydraulic oil all over the place and what have you saw these trucks.
Really? Oh my
Yeah.
gosh. That'd be a big mess for a very expensive time.
Awesome.
Very expensive time. Yeah.
Maybe we can have more fun next weekend.
I say it again.
Maybe you can have more fun next weekend.
Yeah, well, that's what they're saying. You know, snow's coming again, so.
It's a European model too, and that's the one that's usually right.
That's you're right. Yep. Right. Hey, Chris, do you have to shovel the driveway or your son take care of that?
No, I didn't. I went out a little bit, but I'm the guy that has that machine that throws snow.
Really? Oh,
I'm
they
the
took
snow
mine
blower guy.
away.
I'm
They
the
took mine
snow blow
away.
guy.
Snowplow guy, huh? Okay.
Those guys do the walks and the deck.
What did you do with anything with ponies this weekend, Liz?
No, I've actually been at work since Sunday.
Fun place, huh? How's
Yeah.
all my friends? How's all my friends doing up there, Pete and Danny and boys?
Very good, very good.
Good, good, good.
Right. Anything else? Matt, we get a motion to adjourn.
Take motion.
Second.
In favor? All in favor?
All right.
Hey.
Night all.
I will see you tomorrow night.
Excellent. I appreciate it. I'll send you the paperwork, Chrissy and John, what you sent to the there you go. They're gone. Okay. I'll send you paperwork. Good.
Problem.
What else?
Okay.
Anything else, Liz?
Well, have a good
Liz.
night. Yes.
Liz. Liz.
She looks pretty chipper for 36 hours. Much coffee.
A lot of coffee.
I needed coffee the other day when Matt came to see me.
I
It's all right. You were lucky. You were lucky.
know. I was like, oh my God.
He was
Was
talking about possible hydrants going in. Water going up 44.
Right at the lake house. Plans are all drawn up. Engineering plans are all drawn up. I asked for a modification a little bit on one of them, on the plan, where it's going to terminate in the driveway for a dry hydrant. And we'll have a lot of water from the lake. And then lay a line up. First engine drops a line at the street, goes down to the hydrant, drafts that, and use the driveway of the lake house to stage your tankers and grab water and go. So I'm excited for that. The Route 6 proposed hydrant behind Bolton Collision. There's a big lake back there. It's a big swamp back there.
It's not a
And
lake.
no. And we were tasked to go out there with some canoes, kayaks, and since Sunday, huh? Wow. That's you, Liz.
Oh.
The guys went out with kayaks and they couldn't get through the woods to get down there. And they took pictures of all the lily pads in the muck to even get to the water, 15 feet, 20 feet to even get to the water. And had a conversation with Jim Rupert, and that's a dead issue. That's not happening. So it's too bad. It'd be nice to have another place for water down the six.
We couldn't get like the Army Corps of Engineers to dredge Johnson Pond.
Oh, you don't even want to touch Johnson Pond. Oh, there's so many potential problems, or like potential problems in that pond. We were offered that the town to take that over, and they called me and said, "Hey, have the town take it over." I talked to the town fathers and I said, "Don't touch it. Do not touch it." You had upstream, you had a body shop, you had M&M Oil, you had something else. With all their stuff floating down the river, and settling into that pond there, and that's not a good place to be. Getting water at all out of there anymore. We're out of that. We're finished. Yep. So, but that's that. Janet, it's a terrible view of just the top of your eyes. You laugh. Bring the
Well,
camera down.
I'm not on camera, so I can't even see
You are
because
on
we had
camera.
issues in the
We
picture.
see you.
You are on
I know,
camera. You can lower your
but I
camera.
can't see myself.
Well, don't worry. You start lowering it, and I'll tell you when you can stop. And I'm your brother-in-law. I'll be discreet. Come on. There you go. She's gone. She's frozen in time. Look at that. And I actually know which room she's in. Yep, she's out. She's gone. All right. Anything
Okay.
big going on in Hebron there, Elizabeth?
Hopefully not.
Nothing?
Not
Nope.
till 6 o'clock this morning or tomorrow morning. Hopefully it's
Sleep it over again, huh? Okay. Any big calls for during the storm?
No. No, just medicals.
Okay. Yep. A lot of those. Boy.
Yeah.
Oh, Janet's gone. She's dead. Okay. All right. Well, I hope you get a good night's sleep then, all night long.
Thank you. Yeah, me too. We didn't last night.
No?
No, we were busy all night.
Okay. All right,
Yeah.
helping the citizens. Bob Langton will be, I think I told you, John, he's moved. He's in West Hartford now,
Yeah.
but he'll still come back and see you for the commissioners till May. So we'll go from there.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be on the meeting tonight because we were supposed to talk about the LoSAP program.
Yes, and I have to make a phone call about that too. Maybe I'll do that tomorrow. We'll see. All right. Yeah, I gotta help out on that a little bit on something. So, okey-doke. Good.
All right. Well,
I'm
have a good
set.
night.
Yeah. Good night.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Thanks, John.